Hey, Lee, how are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good, good. We're talking to some reporters here in New England. What was your thoughts on getting the call from the Patriots?
Oh man, I was actually in my backyard playing baseball with my 3-year-old. I got the call. I walked inside with my wife, and you know, it's a dream come true. My father played in the NFL. It's been a dream of mine my whole life to play at the highest level of competition in this sport, and just to get that opportunity and to be able to, you know, bring my son and my daughter and my wife along for the ride, it was just so humbling and so rewarding. I can't explain the emotions that went through my body.
How much has your father helped you through this process, being that he does have that experience?
Well, my dad actually passed away last year, but throughout my whole life, he kind of prepared me for most of all the mental aspect of the next level. He always told me that, you know, it's pretty much even grounds as far as the physical attributes go. Once you get to that level, that as long as you continue to work hard and be as mentally strong as you can be, then you have a good chance to get through it. So every step of the way that I've gone through in my athletic career to this point, he had already gone through. So having him there to kind of lean on and ask questions, and when something would go wrong or something would go right, you know, have him there to say, this is how I handled it and it was the right way, or this is how I handled it and maybe I should have handled it differently. So having his help was something that I'll never take for granted, and something I wish I had today. I'd give anything to be able to call him and you know, and talk about being a Patriot.
Can you walk us through the move from Tennessee to Marshall?
Yes, ma'am. I'd known Coach Former my whole life. My dad played for Coach Former at Tennessee. It was kind of a no-brainer situation for me. I was raised in Knoxville, Tennessee, here where I'm living now with my family. And that was where I'd always wanted to play college football. There was a bump in the road. It ended up being the best thing that ever happened to me. I moved to Marshall, met a lot of great people, a lot of great men in my life that, you know, kind of helped me become a man. And I had my 2 children there. Me and my wife got married while I was at Marshall. So I think something that seemed to be a negative at the time turned into a very great positive, and I don't think I'd be a Patriot right now if it wouldn't happen.
As a tight end, did you get a chance to see what the collection of New England tight ends were able to do last year, and what did you think of guys like Gronkowski and Hernandez and Crumpler?
Oh, absolutely, man. It fires me up to see, you know, 2 and 3 and 4 tight end sets on the field. I think that something very special when a team can do that is definitely makes mismatches. You got Hernandez and Gronkowski and Crumpler. They're all very different players, but at the same time, with all 3 of them on the field, it's a nightmare for a defensive coordinator for any team in the NFL. And I'm humbled to, you know, be put in a group with those 3 guys, and I'm excited to kind of pick their brains and hopefully get a little knowledge from each one of them. I know Crumpler's been in the league for a long time, and I remember watching him when I was a young kid. So it's very humbling to get to play beside him, and like I said, I'm excited to kind of take all I can from him and the other 2 guys as far as their experiences as rookies.
Lee, with your long snapping, how competitive do you feel in that area? Is that something that you feel you could do here in the National Football League?
Well, a guy named Mike Bartram, who played tight end at Marshall, I think he was actually in New England for a little while, maybe.
He was, mid-90s, yep.
Yes, sir, and he did it for a long time, man. I think he played 13 or 14 years, and at that position, you know, it can add 2 or 3 years to a player's football career. And I feel like anything that allows me to play in the National Football League for even an extra year is something that's worth working at every day. That's been my passion my whole life. I love playing football. I love the competition. I love the camaraderie. So I will say, if there's someone in New England that can get me right on my long snapping, I definitely could use a tweak here and there on it, but it's something that I would be willing to definitely learn how to do. I feel like if you have a tight end that's on the roster and he can also be your long snapper, and it adds a roster spot somewhere else, so it could be nothing but helpful to me and the Patriots.
Lee, I've read you play with a mean streak. Where'd that come from?
I don't know. Maybe having the dad as a player. I told a story the other day. I remember my first year in football, I knocked somebody down. I was real little, and I helped them up. And my dad beat me when I got home and told me that, you know, after the game I can shake his hand and tell him he's a great player and tell him I love him. But during the game, you know, I have no friends in between the white lines as long as that clock hasn't hit zero. So I think I learned that lesson very young, and I think it's good to have a little nastiness in you, to be an extra offensive lineman on the field at the tight end position.
You think you'll give a warning to your defensive teammates when you go against them in training camp that you might be friends with them after the practice, but during the practice they can expect everything from you?
Absolutely. I think, New England's been a very successful football team in the NFL in the last, 5 to 10 years. And I wouldn't expect anything different. I expect the offense, the defense, the special teams. I expect everyone on that football team during practice and in between the white lines to be playing 100%. There's very few people in the world that get to play football in the National Football League. And to not give 100% every play of practice and every play on Sundays, I think we kind of owe that to the fans. We owe that to the community. We owe that to each other. So I don't think I'm going to have any problem with them or the coaches or anyone being upset about going full speed.
Lee, how do you handle competition? I ask that because, as earlier was mentioned, Gronkowski, Hernandez, and Crumpler, there's only so many spots for a tight end. Certain guys, they kind of, get intimidated by it. Other guys just kind of thrive with competition. Where do you kind of fit in that parameter?
Well, by no means am I saying that I'm a Crumpler, Gronkowski, or Hernandez. Those guys are all great players. I'm excited about the competition. New England drafted two rookies last year who, were probably the two most successful rookie tight ends in the NFL, and that's great. And having somebody like Crumpler who's been there and done that and played in Pro Bowls, and the respect that I'm sure Gronkowski, Hernandez, and myself now have for him is off the charts. So I'm going to compete just like I would if I was the only tight end on the team. I don't think that them being there or them not being there, I think that, every player in the NFL, I'm sure, competes as hard as they can every day, on and off the field, in order to be the best player they can be, regardless of who's in front of them or behind them.
What does it mean to you to have been a team captain twice?
Well, what I always said about that is, the rewarding thing about that is that your teammates are voting on that. Not coaches, not fans. It's your teammates. It's the guys that you battle with all year round. If you're skipping class, if you're missing workouts, if you take a day off in practice, then your teammates can't rely on you. And to be nominated captain 2 years, it just showed me that, I was one of the four guys on our team that my teammates thought was a foxhole guy, is kind of what I like to call it. By no means does it mean I was the best player on the team or anything like that. I just felt like it meant that they trusted me and they respected me. And that was very rewarding to be nominated captain by my teammates those couple years.
Lee, how celebrated are guys like Randy Moss and Troy Brown down there? How celebrated are Randy Moss and Troy Brown down in the Marshall community?
Oh, man, well, there's the, as I talked about Mike Barsham earlier, there's the Barsham Brown football camp every summer, and it's pretty much the highlight of the year for that community, with the exception of when Marshall plays West Virginia. It's a great time. The community kind of comes together. And Randy Moss is from right up the road. So the Chad Penningtons, the Randy Mosses, Troy Browns, Byron Lefwiches, although Marshall there's a high level of talent, Conference USA, there's not, 100 guys playing in the NFL right now for Marshall University. So those guys who were fortunate enough to move on to the next level are respected highly, and they're looked up to by all of us players.
Lee, clearly you're thought of as more of a physical blocking kind of tight end. Have you given any consideration maybe moving to tackle, or has anybody talked to you about that leading into this process?
Absolutely. My father was a tackle in the NFL, and I am the 270-pound guy I don't know about the mean streak comment. I like to think maybe I have one here and there. I try to be as nice as possible, but of course people have said it here and there, but at the same time, I believe that New England drafted me to be a tight end. I played tight end my whole career in college. But at the same time, whatever I need to do to compete and contribute in the NFL, I'll do. My goal is to contribute on Sundays. I don't want to be a guy that doesn't contribute. I'm not saying that I have to be a starter, or I have to be this, or I have to be that. I just want to make sure that I contribute in the NFL and I get to play ball. And if I have to tackle, tight end, special teams, whatever it is, that's what my dream has been my whole life.
Lee, just one follow-up on the snapping stuff. When you were working out for teams, how much did they work with you on that?
None really. You have your questionnaires and everything through the combine process and all that. And, of course, for the tight end fullback types, there's always the long snapping issue because, like I said, it's a situation where if you have a tight end that can also do that, then it adds another roster spot somewhere else on the team. And I think that can be very helpful. So I've done it. I can do it. I never did it in college, but it's something that I'm definitely willing to work on, and I think that, once again, it can be helpful for me and the Patriots. But at the same time, to answer your question, I did not work at the long snapping with any coaches during this process.
Thank you. You good? Lee, thanks a lot. Congratulations.
Thank you, Lee.
Yes, sir. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.